is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Reach around, reaching around, yeah, we'll reach around, reach around.
Brought to you by Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Been hearing a lot about CBD lately? Stop by any of the four Hampton Roads Papa Joe's locations and learn more. PapaJoesVB.com. Everybody smokes happy.
There we go. All right. Thank you very much. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, reaching around the internet to find audio entertainment for you. You know, let's stay with the game show thing. You just finished with Jeopardy a second ago. These are bad answers from Family Feud. But I think what you're going to really like here is here... Check out how bad.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Regular.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
A sport with an all-star game. Turn around. You may never be up here again. Let's take a look.
I don't believe it.
Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said... Frog. Our survey said zero. Something found in a refrigerator. You said milk. Our survey said 28. A brand of gasoline we wanted. You said regular. That's a good brand. Our survey said something that comes with a summer storm. You gave me the answer. Snow.
Summer.
Our survey said...
Okay, so that is one member of the family.
Okay. Yes.
That's the son.
Well, they haul dad out.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't really do much better.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
A sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give him that. Any man that says alligator, you've got to give him that. Name an animal with three letters in its name. You said alligator. Our survey said... You don't use narcotics, do you, Bob?
No, but I
mean,
will.
I thought frog was bad. I thought frog was a disastrous answer until you came up with alligator. It was a real tough one, you know. Dog was the number one answer.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, well, three letters in its name, dog. Then we wanted something found in a refrigerator. You both had this nailed down very well. Unfortunately, you repeated his answer, which was milk. But you said ice. That's the place to find it. Our survey said 17.
Yep.
Milk was the number one answer. It was the only good thing that Bob did. A brand of gasoline, we asked. You said Ethyl.
A brand.
Which I think you've been drinking. Our survey said Zippo. The number one answer was Shell.
A brand. There you go. It's a brand.
Yes.
That's where he goes. Anyway, that was, by the way, that's the old host, a guy named Richard Dawson from years back. A classic piece, if you will. All right, so somebody tell me, how did we miss this? Friday night on Jimmy Fallon. Listen to this clip.
We have 16 puppies, four for each team, and we have one bowl of kibble. Whoever gets to the bowl of kibble first will win the final four. Okay, release the puppies!
Oh, it's a final finish!
The winner is... I can't... Virginia!
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
That's pretty freaking good. All right, so there's a band called Oakley Dokley, and it's modeled. Every member of the band is dressed like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons, which, by the way, this band is coming to Norfolk, right?
Yeah, April 18th at Charlie's American Cafe.
How about that?
Yep.
It's a heavy metal band, and The Simpsons finally got wind of it, and they used them in an episode. So when the closing credits play, you're going to hear this song. It's their song, White Wine Spritzer. Which I'm sure Ned Flanders enjoys every now and again, huh?
I'll go find a white wine spritzer.
video is awesome. Like I said, everybody in the band is dressed the same, like Ned Flanders. They all have the little mustache. It's a lot of this.
Yeah.
Very basic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very basic. They got, you know, the one sentence
yeah.
that we do over and over and over again. A little confused by that. Hey, speaking of confusing, does anybody know what this lawyer is trying to say in his TV commercial?
We've seen a series of one-car accidents recently involving rollovers and serious injuries to passengers. I don't know if it's video games or what, but it's so unfair to, after something like this, to blame people in the backseat or say they deserved it. I don't like consoling these parents about what's happened, but I'll do it until it stops. Will you please stop? I'm Scott Hoy.
I don't know what Scott is saying. Is he saying that he will continue to lie to parents? Or...
I think what he's
try
saying...
Try to sue people in the back seat?
Rick, if you listen to what he said,
yes.
He just wants it to stop.
Yes. All right, that's Scott Hoy, lawyer.
That was clear, yes.
Whatever it is, it needs to stop. Yeah. And then finally this. This is a guy who's apparently he's being scammed by one of these people who was... you probably saw the report about all the scammers and their success rate. It came out this week from overseas where they call you. It's the robocall.
Oh, okay.
So it starts with the robocall, and he punches one because he wants to get through, and then he wants to see how long he can keep these morons on the phone. Now, I've edited this way down. It started at 6, 8, 10 minutes long.
Wow.
I mean, it was ridiculous. but we'll get to the good stuff for you. So here, it starts with the robocall.
Press the number 1 now to speak with a live operator and lower your interest rate, or press the number 3 to discontinue further services. Thank you.
People responding the credit card.
Hey, could you just hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, which credit card do you have?
I'm sorry,
right
could
now?
You just hold on 1 more second?
Okay.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, sir. Verify me your date of birth.
Chubby, no, get off of that. Let go.
Yeah. Verify me your date of birth.
Let go of that. We just got this new dog and he's like eating everything.
Verify me your date of birth.
February 2nd.
February 2nd, 19?
Yes.
What is the year? 19 what?
Yes.
19 what? 19?
February 2nd.
Hello, 19 what? February 2nd, 19? 19
yes.
What?
Yes.
19 what?
February 78, 19.
19? What is the year?
Yeah, I just said that. 78.
And what is the expiration date
Let
of
go.
Your...
Let go.
Expiration date of your credit
he's
card.
He's biting so many different things. Do you have a dog?
Sir, what are you doing? You're wasting my time. Sir, you're wasting my time.
I gave you my date of birth.
Expiration date! Expiration date of your credit card!
Oh, okay. Could you hold on? Because I got to go get that.
Okay.
Can you just hold the line for like...
Okay.
Okay, I'll be back in like 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere. All right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the dog is peeing. Hold on, I got to throw him outside. 1 second. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, come on, hurry up, sir.
See, the problem was, this whole time I think he was biting and nipping at me because he had to go outside to pee, and he just peed all over the floor.
No problem. He just did it the pee, so he can verify the rest of the numbers.
Yeah. I put him outside right now, but
forget
I think...
about the dog. Just, can you please...
I can't forget about the dog. I mean, he's my dog, you know. I got to take care of him.
So, okay, I can understand. Please verify me the rest of the numbers.
I got pee all over the floor. I got to clean it up.
Sir, you're not understanding me, sir. You're wasting my time. Just my last 4 numbers. Give yep. it to me. Hurry up.
It's 9-3-7... All right, now that I gave you that, I'm going to go let the dog in. 1 second.
What is the last number?
I just gave it to you.
937, and what is the last digit?
Could you just hold on 1 more second?
Aw, it disconnected at the last number.
I love how he's screaming, you're wasting my time.
You're wasting my time, you're wasting
What is your credit card number? That's fantastic. Oh, my God, that's funny. Woo.